There are a few basic things people need to survive. We usually live only a few minutes without air and not too long without food and water. What I really want to focus on for a minute is our basic need for food. Americans have had cheap, plentiful, and good quality food. Hundreds of thousands of acres of productive agricultural land are taken out of production every year. Have you ever been around cities like Chicago or Denver, for example, and observed suburban sprawling? It is true that the American farmer produces more on an acre today than he did 50 years ago, but if the trend of increased population and suburban sprawling continues, the need for food will outpace the ability to produce. Amazingly, American society doesn't seem to be all that concerned. There's way more interest in the stock market and the information highway than there is for the American farmer and rancher. To the agricultural community of America, who gets little appreciation for a lot of hard work, I would like to say thanks. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs. From rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet, our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Meller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Do you feel the rumbling? place as your head comes crumbling down.
Do you know? Welcome to hour two of the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. In the evening, 6 to 7, 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado. Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com for both hours. And then the first hour is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com podcast section and the Present Truth site. Speaking of Ryan Routh, out of Fox News, they did a great article on him, and I'm going to present to you that he was, at one point, worked with the CIA. He was a CIA operative, a government operative. In my view, he was traumatized at some point when he was young. He's somewhat brilliant, but very, very arrogant. He is definitely a narcissist. He cares only for himself. Narcissists, that's the main trait of a narcissist. They care only for themselves. Parents, brothers, sisters, extended family, friends, they can flush down the toilet in an instant. If the individual is not going to assist them or help them to further their cause, well, then that individual is not needed. And they do need people around them that they control. Charlie Manson is an example. Charlie Manson, these people, they need people around them that they can control. And when they can control these people, then there's a tie-in. But eventually, if something happens and that individual is uncontrollable, well, then they're flushed down the toilet. That's just what a narcissist does. Now, there was a Greensboro police officer, Eric Rashke, who knew Ryan Routh and had encounters with him more than 100 times over his career. And one thing that Routh was always playing the victim. That was his. You might say, what do you call it? M.O.? He was very successful, but he deteriorated from this successful roofer to a man who thought the IRS was sending the cops after him. His arrest record in Guilford County, North Carolina, goes from the 80s to 2010. Charges range from bad checks, felony firearm possession, stolen vehicle, multiple counts of possession of a weapon of mass destruction. I don't like the way the weapon of mass destruction would be a shotgun, a .22, a BB gun. I don't like their spin. And he at one time did have a binary explosive with a 10-inch detonation cord and a blasting cap. His attitude was that he was always above everybody. He could do what he wanted. And Eric Rash, this retired Greensboro Police Department officer, he's also an Air Force veteran, he told Fox News Digital, it didn't matter with Rausch. He was entitled. He ran his mouth quite a bit about how he could get off and how he owned a successful business. Nobody could do anything to him, and he knew everybody in Greensboro. Now, I think that I'll go in another observation. I do believe that Rausch was in some way involved in some form of either a secret society or witchcraft. He might have been a freelance witchcraft, sorcerer, somebody learning, like children, they begin to play with Ouija boards, and they get involved in the lower aspect of witchcraft. They don't get up into the high to be a satanic priest or warlock. I suspect he was involved with some type of witchcraft. And also, my view, again, some type of trauma when he was young, either parents or maybe government agencies. At one time in 2002, he barricades himself inside his roofing business. You see him. He was always, that says, in his company trucks. It wouldn't be uncommon to sight him many times a week. He was brazen about it, Rashke said of Ruth's blatant and repeated use of a vehicle with an expired license and registration. He would never try to hide it. Over the years, it was clear to Rashke, however, that Ruth was using drugs, and his physical appearance showed that he was losing weight as he became more paranoid. Now, paranoia, these mental conditions such as paranoia, these are conditions where from a spiritual side, paranoia can be signs of mental problems, which could be actually spiritual conditions known as demonic possession, demonic influence, paranoia. These conditions are many times not due to head trauma, but due to demons. I do state that. I understand that world. That's the world of Alice in Wonderland, other dimensional type of spirits that are real, that can control people. And he has many symptoms of demonic influence. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
When people start to get into paranoia, that is, as a minister, someone that's been involved in ministry, many churches throughout the years, I've seen pastor friends of mine that are what we would, the Catholic Church would call exorcists. We call them individuals that can cast spirits out. And paranoia generally is the beginning sign of some type of demonic activity. So Roush is definitely not mentally stable. And then as we'll find out, the people that he eventually hangs out with are in the occult, are in open, blatant, straight-out hatred and demon possession, I believe. And I'll go continue with this article out of the Fox News. So, as years go on, there's a change in Roush. Eventually, from these minor traffic violations, they're saying that he eventually begins into, there was a violation, a hit and run, possession of a stolen vehicle, possession of stolen goods, eventually a weapon. In many cases involved many charges against Ralph for one incident with the weapon. But the defenders would either dismiss or drop charges to alleviate the docket. No. I believe that he might have been part of a secret society. I don't know if he's Freemason. But in the courts, there are the judges that this individual was a repeated offender, and they are also could be in the occult. And if Roush was affiliated with the CIA, well, then the courts would be maybe there would be a request to let him go. He's not going to be a threat. Masons, who are judges, Freemasons, the judges, they're sworn to protect the people that come before them that are also Freemasons. It's a secret society. In 2002, in December, he barricaded himself in his business, and there was a standoff for 3 hours. He always has this flagrant above the law mentality, feels like he can do anything, and he felt that the city was after him because of his, well, the city was after him because of the problems, but the police were always picking him up on drug charges. So this is the criminal history of this individual, and eventually he leaves Greensboro. The police, they tried to find out where he'd moved to, and he apparently moved to Arizona. Then he moves to Alaska, then eventually Hawaii, and then eventually he's talking about politics in the Russia-Ukraine war. Now he's spending time with neo-Nazis, and the neo-Nazis or Nazis or the Azov Battalion in Ukraine. Nazis were Satanists. The SS, this was Satanism. It is a Aryan type form of Aryan Satanism. The High, they are the what they call High German, or the top, the cream of the white race, which is they are in the occult. Then he attempts to set he sets up with the attempted assassination plot of Donald Trump, and he gets caught, and then the news comes out. This was out of India. It won't come out of the United States, so it has to come from India. This is called out of lawyersclubindia.com, lawyersclubindia.com, Ryan Ruth and the CIA, Rothschild connection. So it gets deep. And he had his home in Honolulu. And he was a CIA operative who previously recruited Maxwell Yerrick and Kenan Hooper for the Ukraine war. Maxwell Yerrick is one of the suspects in Trump's assassination attempt at Butler, Pennsylvania. So here we have an individual, Maxwell Yerrick, a suspect in Butler, Pennsylvania. Now, remember, there's one thing about Butler, Pennsylvania. Do you remember the story of Joseph, who was in prison in Egypt, and there was the baker and the butler? The baker died, but the butler lived. Well, I believe that, just spiritually speaking, Butler, Trump was to live, not to die, because he is a butler. Trump is a servant. He is someone, I believe, that is truly serving the plan, the wishes of God for the United States of America. Okay, going back to the article, which is lawyersclubindia.com. As an important CIA asset, Ruth facilitated millions of dollars in cash payments for recruiting informants. This guy was, I'm telling you, from the time he was young, I don't know if his father was military, but this kid has been part of the system, that system, I believe, since he was young. This is why he was untouchable during his time in Greensboro. Untouchable. Maxwell Yerlich and Ryan Ruth had previously worked at Patterson Energy, a company owned by the Rothschild family. And the latest, he also appeared, Ruth also appeared in a BlackRock commercial, just like Thomas Crooks. That means both were featured in global wealth management firm's commercial. 91, Ryan Ruth heard a woman screaming for help, went to stop her rapist, and later identified him to the cops, so he became a hero. He's fighting crime. And he himself is a criminal. So he appears also in a video for the Azov Battalion, a group known for its far-right and neo-Nazi ideologies. So this means that he also is white supremacist in his thinking. And as Azov has been supported by various international entities, including, as some claim, the CIA indirectly through U.S. foreign policy. The claim that Routh might be CIA asset largely stems from his activities in Ukraine, his recruitment efforts, and suddenly appearances and his sudden appearance in context that suggest involvement with or at least interest from intelligence communities. Ruth's recruitment for the participation in the Ukrainian military efforts, especially with groups like Azov, which have been points of interest for Western intelligence due to geopolitical strategies in Eastern Europe, fuels speculation. So, CIA's known interest in Ukraine, definitely, and encountering Russian influence might suggest indirect or direct involvement with individuals like Routh. So he has given millions to recruit individuals, mercenaries, from our country. And this connection, once you're CIA or tied in with them, if you're loyal, you're going to be protected. And he's been protected. You have to say that he has been very protected. Excuse me. Another thing, too, is this individual, well, yeah, I've got time. Now, Ruth was CIA operative who previously recruited Maxwell Yerlich and another individual, Kenan Hooper, for the Ukraine war. Maxwell Yerlich is one of the suspects in Trump's assassination attempts again at Butler. As an important CIA asset, Routh facilitated again millions for the payment and for recruitment informants. There was, according to, let's see here, the tie to Routh and the CIA was published by a mysterious person using the name Edward Heckman. So Heckman is an individual who knows the goods, and he published an article, "Maxwell Yerlich has gone missing since Trump's rally." And in this article, it said that the first assassin, Thomas Crooks, and I don't know Thomas, I thought it was Matthew. Okay, we'll just say Crooks, the assassin, made an unusual payments to Maxwell Yerlich. So the assassin at Butler makes payments to Maxwell Yerlich. And Yerlich was arrested at a Trump rally in Pittsburgh in 2017. He was given a 12-month sentence, and he could be an identical twin of the assassin Crooks, who was killed in Butler. And immediately, I think he was cremated immediately, but this individual, Maxwell Yerlich, is a twin, identical twin to Crooks. And the first person, Edward Heckman, who wrote the article, he said that he wrote that the bank records revealed Thomas Crooks from the first assassination attempt made unusual payments to two individuals, including Ryan Routh from the second assassination attempt, and he connected Maxwell Yerlich as a CIA operative who trained Ryan Routh. So this is the individual, Maxwell Yerlich, who trained Ryan Routh. But this is the weird part, he says. I used my Wayback Machine and found that this information was not part of the original article, meaning this information was added recently. So you can see the cover-up in the CIA or the deep state taking place immediately. And eventually, the article published by Heckman, which was added, eventually is deleted. The Ryan Routh part was added today, according to Wayback, but Yerlich ties to Ukraine were mentioned in a 8830 original version of the Post. This is confusing. Sorry, don't mean to confuse you. I got to go to a break. The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Okay, so the identical twin to Thomas Matthew Crooks, Maxwell Yearlich, and I have a photo, and the two are definitely pretty much identical. So the two individuals, Matthew Crooks is dead. His body was burned right away, according to the different reports that came out. And Maxwell Yearlich is, he's gone. He's just disappeared too. Nobody can find him. Were they the same person? I don't think so. I think there was somebody got the flu again. And once you get the flu, you just kind of disappear. Now, I was trying to figure this whole thing out, and because the media is taking the mainstream media, it's like the assassination attempt on Donald Trump is like, oh, well, there was an accident at Fifth and Vine. Something very common. Not something unimportant. This is definitely deep state. This is definitely shadow government. This is definitely continuity of government. Donald Trump is a threat to not the United States of America only. He's a threat to has been a threat to the New World Order, which George Bush Sr. talked about and Georgi Jorge Soros talked about in the 90s or 92. So the talk of a new world order is not conspiracy theory. It is a known, out in the open, but people plug their ears. They don't want to believe it. It is a plan by those that rule the earth to rule the earth, to take over and own the earth, to own it. Not just rule it, but to own it. Donald Trump is the threat. He is a threat to national security. And when there is a threat to national security, people get the flu, like John F. Kennedy, like Robert Kennedy, like the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. And for two assassination attempts in the open, and then a third possible explosive device left in a vehicle, this is not coincidence. There's no such thing as coincidence. Now, a coincidence or an accident, my father one time told me, there was a friend, someone that was working on the car, got the hand stuck in the alternator belt and took a loop, and it kind of somewhat crippled him. And my dad said, well, that was not an accident. That was dumb to do that. An accident, something unexpected, which there are. You're walking down the road, and a meteor falls out of the sky, hits you on the head. That's an accident. But this was not an accident. These attempts on Donald Trump's life, this is deep state operations. Will they continue? Most likely. If they can't disappear him, what they will do is try to disrupt his momentum. Donald Trump's momentum, he's gaining momentum. It is evident that as he gains momentum, Kamala Harris, she is just, there is no focus. There's an attempt to keep her in the headlines, but again, Donald Trump is the most discussed person in the last decade. More discussions, more media, more minutes, more words talking about Donald Trump. Negative, positive, nevertheless, even Hillary Clinton, she had to put her two cents in. Nobody asked her to do that. She again came and is calling him the greatest threat to the United States, to the people of America, because she had to come out and just continue to attack, because sour grapes. She's a bitter woman. Donald Trump destroyed the Clinton political machine. Donald Trump, that's what he does. He sends dynasties to the landfill of history. And he sent the Bushes to the landfill, the Clintons to the landfill, to Hillary to the landfill. She hasn't forgotten. This is what vindictive, narcissistic people, this is the way they act. They don't forget. They never forget. Like an elephant, you never forget somebody that attacks you. Narcissists have elephant's memory as it pertains to people that they hate, that interfered with, that shame them. That's the thing. They hate to be shamed. A narcissist, don't shame a narcissist. They'll just up their attacks. The only one that is somewhat controlled in his great, great narcissism is Barack Obama. He may wait to attack, but he will attack. There is no, in the history of mankind, I say, there will never, ever be a greater narcissist than Barack Obama. That's my opinion, my view, my stance. There will never be an individual as narcissistic as this man. Hillary, oh my goodness. She's up. She's right there at the top. She's bumping the ozone, but not like Barry. Barry. Secondly, next to Barry, I believe, is another individual who loves power. Oh my goodness. Bill Gates of hell. William Gates of hell. The two together, you put those two together, is the world going to suffer? You put Bill Gates of hell and Barry together, the world has never seen what could happen. The world would never, could never grasp the man, talk about destroying universes. We're talking catastrophe. Well, we'll have to wait for more talk on catastrophe until I get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest bed. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
you
see.
Take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hack we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
So you put narcissists together, and what you have the ingredients for catastrophe. You put people that love power, you put them in a position where they have access to technology and weapons, finances, they have access to biological weapons, which you're going to have a disaster, a catastrophe like the world could never, never, ever understand. Well, this is what Christ said in Matthew chapter 24. there, and actually Revelation chapter 13, there will be eventually two individuals that will bring great catastrophe upon the world. A beast and a second beast. And we're in that time. We're in the final decade before Christ returns. We're in the period where the devil, Satan, who has ruled the world for 6,000 years, his rule is about to end. Before that end comes, it says that the enemy, the devil, the dragon, will actually leave heaven, come to the earth, and his rage is full of rage to wipe out humanity, mankind. We're in that time. For individuals to try to take out Trump, there's a reason why he's such a big threat. And the threat definitely is he is not going to allow, will not allow these people to rule the world to carry out their evil plans. Well, Donald Trump, the prophecy must be fulfilled. He will not be able to stop the wicked in their plans for the world. Secondly, the people who in the occult, one thing that they're commanded to do is to destroy Christian people in any government in government capacity that will interfere with their total rule of a government, especially the United States of America. And Donald Trump is, many do not understand that he is a man who does at some point in his life, I can't tell you when, but at some point, like JFK, something happened and the God of heaven visited him and changed his life, and he knew, finally, he thought his destiny was just to continue to make billions and billions of dollars and to make a great name for himself. No, something happened, and he knew his destiny was different. His destiny was he needed to do something politically to protect the people of the country and the people of the world from the people that surrounded him, the people of power, of influence. He knew their plan. He studied their plan. He was aware of their plan. If he had not run for office and become president for that 4 years, we would already be in a total one-world government, and the wicked would now own the world because of Donald Trump and other people, other foreign presidents, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Because of these other leaders of these great nations, the New World Order did not come to, did not, will not, cannot reach its initial objective, ownership of mankind, ownership of this blue oyster that floats in space. Trump, Putin, Ping, these three, and also Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu also at some point had to make a decision. Be friends with America, which means total disaster, or else protect Israel. And he chose to protect Israel. That's what he's doing. He will continue to protect Israel. So you might say there are four individuals. At some point, Netanyahu realized he couldn't, though he has to work with the United States, he had to somewhat ease back, pull back a little ways to not be completely trapped. And he did the right thing. Trump is still the threat. There, these powers in this country, in continuity of government, all the agencies of continuity of government, the intelligence agencies, the military complex, the just everything. Washington, D.C., the senators, all the politicians. The threat is Donald Trump. And the big threat for the Christian people, you may understand, is because he is a Christian. And you cannot, and the devil will not allow Christian people to be part of his empire. You cannot have a satanic empire with a Christian in power, especially in the presidency. They cannot, the occult world will not allow him another time of power in this country. The occult world will not allow it. He will not return to office. I wished he could. He's the best thing that could have happened to this country in the future and the world. But I have to say, there is a clash between kingdoms and the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the world, the kingdom of the devil. There is a war, and Donald Trump is in that war. Knowingly or not unknowingly, he's in that war. The Present Truth, Dick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org. A proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Podcasts will be on 1360khnc.com for both hours. And Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on americasfreedomnetwork.com. If you would like to support me with expenses, I'd appreciate it. And you can send right to Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, 80502. With what is coming, we cannot change it. I say that Donald Trump would be the best individual to resume power in this country. Economically and militarily, he would work things out. He's already stated that he'd work things out with Xi in China, with Russia and Ukraine, work out some kind of solution in the Middle East. He's very brilliant. He could do it. I do see his policies and what his plan is, and it is logical. But problem is, this shadow government, this control, this hidden control mechanism of very powerful corporations, I'm talking corporations, government agencies, senior executive service, just a massive group of resistance to Donald Trump, including spiritual forces also. So I just don't see, there is no way that he'll be able to continue. Too bad. But in the meantime, Christ said it would have to happen. Hardships are coming, but Christ said he is the answer to what is coming. He alone as the Messiah, as the one who has the answer to all things. He is the solution for what is coming to the world. And because the wicked will do everything to destroy the environment and mankind, Christ must come. If he doesn't come, no flesh will be saved. This is the scenario, and we have to transition, be strengthened mentally, seek the Lord, take care of our spiritual, most importantly, our spiritual relationship with God himself, with the Lord Jesus, and then we have to transition into what is coming. That's it for today. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360KHNC.com. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a great evening.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.